Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Paul Allen with Mike Wabshaw. Wabby from Vikings.com here for not only the winning formula for today against the Jags, but the DraftKings Fantasy Focus, where we look to hook you up at a very key time of the season, we would imagine, in fantasy football and with daily fantasy leagues. Let's take a look at today's game between the Vikings and the Jaguars. Where are you going to go with these Vikings from a DraftKings standpoint?
Well, you got to pinch your pennies because I think you should pay for a defense this week and take the number two defense in DraftKings scoring for the season.
Sweet.
Vikings defense.
Excellent.
Going to get you about 8, 10, 12 points a game throughout the season. But I think they can score a touchdown here in one of these final four games, and it might come against the Jaguars, who tend to turn the ball over.
So they have 25 turnovers this year.
Well, add a defensive touchdown to that 8 or 10 points, and now you're sitting on a game-changing performance from your defense.
Yeah.
The Vikings defense, second best in quarterback rating allowed. They're fourth in yards. They're fourth in total takeaways. Going against the Jaguars team, as we said, that can turn the ball over and sometimes is a bit slow to go. I think Mike Zimmer's crew can do a number for your fantasy team and help you out in terms of defense.
Just to add to that, the Jacksonville Jaguars in the take-give are minus 18.
Ooh.
That's last in the NFL. They can get a strip sack. They can get a pick six. I mean, this is a potentially bountiful fantasy day for the Vikings defense.
Coming off a really good performance against, with all due respect to the Jags, a far superior offense.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
The Vikings were at home, and obviously this week they're going to be on the road, and there's a great advantage to playing at home.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that, and they are also a very expensive team to have. They're the second most expensive defense in DraftKings behind only Denver, but they're also the second highest scoring defense in DraftKings. So I think you're going to get good bang for your buck taking the Vikings defense, as expensive as they are, against the Jags this Sunday.
I'm going to go with the Vikings offense for the DraftKings fantasy focus, and I'm going to go with Kyle Rudolph. Kyle has 5 touchdowns. I think he should have had one against Dallas, and I think he is sitting on a multiple touchdown game today.
Play action, Bradford looking left, looping for Rudolph in the end zone, caught, touchdown, Vikings!
I think Kyle has at least one touchdown today. I think he's a tough matchup for the way they cover tight ends, and if he gets his 28th touchdown, that ties Steve Jordan for the most for tight ends in the history of Vikings football. If he gets 2, he sets that record. Could be a record-setting day today for the big boy, Kyle Rudolph.
Big emphasis for the Vikings improving their red zone scoring,
yes,
their touchdown percentage.
No doubt.
And I think Kyle is a big part of that. A guy who can box out a smaller linebacker or defensive back and is too athletic for a lot of linebackers down in the red zone. So I think he could be a big help there. And Rudy is going for some personal bests. He's approaching his career numbers in almost all categories. I think he can have a strong final four games, including today against Jacksonville.
Now, we told you we like the Vikings defense with DraftKings Fantasy Focus. Let's begin with the Vikings defense versus Blake Bortles. Mike Zimmer told me Blake Bortles moves around more than any quarterback the Vikings have seen this year. That would include Marcus Mariota, Cam Newton, and even Dak Prescott. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's right. I mean, who are we to disagree with him? But in watching the Vikings the last few weeks, we've seen quarterbacks hurt the Vikings with some runs, some scrambles, especially on third down. Dak did it on a third and long. Matthew Stafford did it a few times as well. And Blake Bortles can do it. So it is important to corral Blake Bortles. But, you know, I want to talk about the Jaguars running game with their backs. I think right now it's not exactly how they envisioned it.
Yep.
They're a little banged up at the running back position. I think the Vikings need to hold that part of the offense down, because if that shakes loose a little bit, that's the glimmer of hope that the Jaguars need. If you make Blake Bortles and the Jags pass predictable early in this game, that's really going to be an advantage for the Vikings.
Absolutely love it. Vikings winning formula, offense versus a Jaguars defense that is a game removed versus the Denver Broncos, in putting the Broncos on a 1-of-11 third down day. How do you think it works out today?
Playing on the road with a defense that's red hot right now, I think you don't want to go in there and lose this game. And so don't try and be something you're not. I think you got to stay composed here on the road and handle the elements. Not necessarily the weather elements, but playing in front of the Jaguars crowd, you have to eliminate negative plays. That's penalties,
big
that
time.
Is sacks. and that is runs for negative yardage.
Big time.
So I think the Vikings need to get out of those situations. They're not going to turn into an explosive 30-point-a-game outfit overnight. And that's okay. We don't need that to win games. We're losing games right now by the slightest of margins. Take care of the ball, eliminate negative plays, and then I think the points will come.
WobbyVikings.com. I'm Paul Allen. Vikings and Jaguars later today. On behalf of the Vikings Entertainment Network and from the TCO studio, thanks for watching Vikings Game Plan.